a conductor life, we more or less we do always the same thing with different operas, different titles. But for Rigoletto was a different thing in a different way. And I was really fascinated about the challenges of balance, of distance, of connection and presence through the media, yes, through the cameras with the singers. And I thought it was really unique experience for me. And I felt very engaged. So when Elizabeth spoke to me about a butterfly, I thought, okay, let's go also for a butterfly. Well, in opera, usually the conductor has to actually share a big responsibility with the opera director, yes? In this case, when I'm in Bregenz, I speak, of course, with my colleagues of the orchestra. I work with the singers, with my pianist, but then also, for example, with all the team of the sound department. I mean, in some way, conducting the lake production is a way to be in connection with everyone in Bregenz, and I can assure you that the staff in Bregenz is really, really big. And probably one of the biggest ever teamwork you can do in Bregenz. It has been a very beautiful relation from the beginning. Also, we had many times concerts here in Musikverein together. And what works very good in this relation is that there is a mutual trust. So that when Enrique, as a conductor, really asks something to the musician, is a sincere question, is a sincere suggestion, not, you know, a power position just to create some distance. Opposite, when I ask something to a musician, is to create really a partnership, to share something together. And after 7 years, they know it. So it's easy and direct, our way of working. And they're really good. And they're really friends in Bregenz, yes? They build also their lives in connection with Bregenz, their holidays, their free time, their personal friends there. And this is very beautiful because it creates a very big, enlarged community, yes, musicians in Bregenz. This concert is very connected with everything else that is in the festival. So there is a Tchaikovsky Sturm, yes, auf Deutsch. And this is a quite unknown page of Tchaikovsky, but it's really, really powerful. There are very beautiful, characteristic Tchaikovsky tunes, themes inside this piece. The second is Kishino's Koto. Koto is a Japanese instrument, yes? So it's quite unique concerto, yes? And of course, the connection is with the butterfly and this exotic world of Puccini. And in a way, we use the idea of butterfly also to propose a Japanese composer, which I think is very important. The language is extremely different from Puccini. It's absolutely a contemporary, challenging piece. And the third piece is Shostakovich Symphony number 10, which at the beginning, of course, we wanted to be connected to Giordano's Siberia and sort of winter cold Russian atmospheres, which actually with the situation of today takes another position, yes? How Shostakovich in 1953 was struggling, yes? And exactly opens the question, what is the role of the artist inside the regime? What an artist can do? And one of the possible answers is this Shostakovich 10. So I guess that this summer we will listen to this symphony really in a different way.